Psalm 46, to the chief musician, for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. There is no greater refuge than God Himself. Not your job, not your business, not your work, not your retirement package, not your house, not your food, not your drink, not your drugs, not Hollywood, not your TV, and certainly not your cell phone. If you have humbled yourself and turned from sin and come to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can say with confidence and assurance that God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Do you feel like the end times are upon us? Do you feel like the world is coming to an end? Do you feel like World War III is about to break out? Well, even if those things are upon us, we will not fear. Even if the earth is removed and destroyed, we will not fear, because God is our refuge. We're not looking for a city whose builder and maker is man. We're looking for the city of God, New Jerusalem, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, where the river of life, clear as crystal, flows from the throne of our God and brings life to everything it touches. That city, where our Father and our Lord Jesus dwell right in the midst of her. That city will not be moved. God shall help his people. The heathen will rage. The kingdoms of the earth will be shaken. The Lord will utter his voice, and the earth will melt. But we will not fear, because the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He will destroy the wicked out of the earth. He will make wars and corruption to cease. The Lord of hosts is his name. So let us be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in the earth. Are you weary? Are you fearful? Are you confused? Are you terrified? Be still and know the true God. Because once you do, then you can say with confidence, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Psalm 46.